shit!
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio! Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock! Listen, listen! This is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio! You better all listen!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
That's Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Fine, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird. Boom.
All you had to do was listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that guy, you homie. Fuck that. Black D. Out.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
And you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
J-Cat and fucking Eric Lawrence cannot fucking keep this from the public, that they are fucking dyed-in-the-wool, true blue fucking members of fucking Cult Fiction, and motherfuckers need to keep that shit in fucking mind.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town, and it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
J-Cat Morris and Eric Williams, your hosts of Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Yakuza Kick Radio.
Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris. With me, as always, is my co-host, Eric Williams. It is August 11th, 2011. It is Thursday night, and this is Yakuza Kick Radio. What's going on, Eric?
Fucking bullshit.
Exactly. You know, just preparing ourselves for some Blog Talk Radio, and I figured I'd start it off a little different. So, not bad. So, should be an interesting show. Man. You know, as we come on the air, TNA comes on the air and it's muted on my TV, and you know, it's just like the walking of old men to the ring and that type of thing. It's always awkward, but anyway, pressing on.
There used to be music. Like when we talk about TNA going on the air, we need to play like fucking some music or something like that. Like
or just something like,
you think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit.
No, yeah. Like some old, like, you know, like a song for the oldies, maybe even an oldie song. You know what I mean? Because you got a bunch of oldies. I mean, the average age is probably like 50. You know what I'm saying? So, a classical song. Maybe from the 50s. Or
60s. All right. Yeah. Well, I already played the fucking bullshit thing, so I figured that would definitely, you know. But anyway, should be an exciting show. We do have, you know, the CZW show that is finally here after much, you know, build up and much anticipation. This weekend, we finally get the CZW show, Tangled Web. And very highly anticipated. We're going to get into that whole card in just a minute. You know, everything that's going down, anyone that can check that out needs to check that out, whether it be on iPay-Per-View or, you know, go there live like me and Eric are. Yeah. So, that's the deal. What do you want to get into to start the show?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of WWE shit to fucking talk. We have a lot of WWE shit to talk about. I have a lot of questions to ask you, and now we even discuss some stuff. And
right.
Unless you want to go into the CZW show real quick.
Well, first, not really quick because we're gonna have a long, you know, talk about that. But no.
Right. Yeah. I don't see why not. Let's do that. All right. So, you know, this Saturday, CZW presents Tangled Web. Yeah, Tangled Web 4 at that. And it's going to be quite
a
show.
I have a question real quick.
All right.
Why is it Tangled Web 4?
Because I guess there have been 4 of them.
Have there really been? Or is it just them trying to think of a name? What were the 4 Tangled Webs?
Well, I mean, that's kind of calling me out on the spot, actually, knowing each one of them. But I know the 1 year the Switchblade Conspiracy fought DJ Hyde and Greg Excellent.
Okay.
My computer just shut the fuck off on me, which is a great way to start the show. So fantastic. I'm going blind. It's been a show that they've done year in and year out. For the last 4 years they've been doing it.
What was the show before that? Like, what did they call the August show before that? I'm trying to think. I don't remember. Like, what did they do in our... Help me out, Jake. I know you're a freaking long-time CZW fan.
What are you talking about? Last month's show?
No, the August shows. You know, when they used to... What were they... Like, they used to do... what the fuck were they called?
I don't think there was anything annual that went down in
like,
August.
They did, like, an aftermath. They did, like, aftermath, I think.
It was never annual.
No, I'm saying they have never stuck to one name. It's been different names in August, right?
No, yeah, of course, yeah. I mean,
okay.
And I'm not really sure that Tangleweb has always been August either, but it has been. You know, it may have been. I'm not aware of it being that. It just happens to be, you know, the name that they've gone with as of late. So, but yeah, they've done the big, you know. Big amounts of barbed wire every year, you know, this Tangled Web thing. And this is going to top all because you headlining the show is Drake Younger meeting Scotty Vortex, former best friends, in a 2-ring Psycho Circus Tangled Web death match. And for those who don't understand that crazy language, what it is it's 2 rings. And the top of the 1 ring is a complete net of barbed wire. Next to that ring is another ring with glass, thumbtacks, all sorts of other weapons. You'll have a scaffold above this barbed wire ring for various things to happen. It's going to be one of the craziest fucking things that any of you have ever seen, and I very much encourage anybody out there to come out there and check that shit out. If you're a fan of deathmatch wrestling, and this show has a lot more to offer than just that, but if you are a fan of deathmatch wrestling, this is the place to be. Saturday, South Philly, the New Alhambra, Asylum, CZW, ECW, fucking arena.
Viking Hall,
I forgot that one. Bingo Hall, fucking call it what you want, show up, you will not be disappointed. This show is going to be the shit, and if you can't, I believe it's hybrid.ent.
Hybrid.ent.tv or something, I think.
Hybrid.ent.tv, and there's where you can find your iPay-per-view. I believe it's $10, and again, well worth your money, because these guys are going to tear shit down, and... you know, that's just one of the many things that everybody has to look forward to. Again, I'm going blind. I got my computer going on and off on me. I just had it on for a second, went back down. But you have the world title match, which is the Black G Sabian. He will be challenging the champion Devin Moore for his world title. So,
the notorious stipulation. Go ahead, tell this notorious stipulation.
Yeah. Well, the stipulation is apparently because G's has pissed off so many fans, they're going to, quote-unquote, raffle off tickets for fans to attack the wrestlers, or as it would be silly idea. But, hey, you know, either way, I think the guys are going to tear it down. Match should be good. You know, world title. Not a lot to be disappointed about that.
Who are you going for? I got to ask you, who are you going for in that match?
Yeah, I'm somewhat of a heel. I'm pulling for G's. You know, I just think he executes far, far better role-wise. I don't feel the world title's actually being represented to its fullest extent right now, even though I'm a fan and friend of Devin Moore. But I'm just not a fan of the way that things are going right there with that. I think it's very lackluster.
All right. Well, I've had a couple months, you know, about a month to think about my pick, and I was going with Sabian, and now I think Devin's retaining.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying what I would like to happen.
Well, you know what's going on. You booked this shit. You booked the CZW show.
No, that's far, far from the truth.
Okay.
So anyway, then next up we also have the new horror, Sami Callihan, with another obstacle in his way that DJ has thrown upon him, and that is the returning BJ Whitmer, who I haven't seen in quite some time. But it's definitely a very exciting, strong-style wrestler, very powerful guy. He always has been. He's hung in there with the best of them, and he is facing the Callihan Death Machine, and that's not an easy task. Now, again, congratulations to Sammy and Chrissy getting married over this past weekend. I had a great weekend watching Plunge of the Indie Wrestling Dog. I thought that was a great experience. You know, we had a great time over here. So that was the deal. Going on from that, you have a rematch from last month, and that is Matt Tremont taking on Little Mondo in an ultra-violent tables match. And, man, I mean, these guys have both been a short amount of time. Little Mondo's been around for a while, but he's really only been working this style for a short amount of time. And both him and Matt Tremont have made huge impacts in CZW in the past couple months. So I look for this match to be very impressive and really put on a lot of fucking unbelievable shit in that ring. So, I'm looking forward to it. Another match, you got Greg Exland versus a mystery opponent. So that's going to be another DJ Hyde sets it up, whatever the case may be. We'll have to see how that goes. So I don't know. They have a four-way number one contenders tag team match. And that is the Runaways facing the Blackout of Ruckus and Alex Colon, Azrael and Bandito Jr., and the Set in a four-way. The Set were very impressive last month against the Blackout. And Azrael and Bandito fought the Runaways next month. So it's going to be somewhat of a merging of all four of those teams into this match. And the winner will get a shot at the tag team titles at a later date. So that could be good. Then we have an aerial assault match. A two-ring aerial assault match, comprised of 13, Ryan McBride, Latin Dragon, Ty Hagen, Tony Nese, who apparently people had said that he signed to the WWE. That ended up being a false report. Turns out he's actually going to sign with TNA, which isn't nearly as big of a deal. And Isaiah, who's been in a Midwest talent for a long, long time. And you know, he's finally bringing his way out here, and good for him. Hope to see him do really well. The returning Ricochet, who's always a favorite in these type of aerial assault matches, tremendous talent. And Pinky Sanchez. So what a great lineup there. A whole lot to look forward to.
Pinky's a fan favorite. I said Pinky's a fan favorite in Philly, too.
Oh, yeah, of course he is. Yeah, he's quite the entertainer. You know, he's been a guest on our show. And, you know, beyond that, he's been a phenomenal entertainer in CZW and everywhere else he's been in the past. He puts it all out there. And definitely, man, definitely check this show out, you know, by all means. as for this minute, back online, but we'll see how long that lasts. Probably not long. So anyway, what else do we got? Like I said, I can't say it enough. That show is something that's going to need to be seen.
And we'll
you're not
going to want
to miss that. Oh, yeah, we will be doing our full review next week, and I wouldn't miss that for the world. So you guys really got to get out there. You guys got to watch that shit, whether it be in your home or in that arena. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
come out,
man,
and check it out. So
it'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, I guess we could touch on the WWE. I know you had a lot of things to talk about. I basically have to echo my sentiments from past week saying CM Punk cut another gold promo. I mean, every week it's honestly the only reason I watch that shit company. And, you know, they make lots of money, but, you know, there's a lot of forms of entertainment that make a lot of money. That doesn't mean I'm a fan of them. Justin Bieber makes tons of fucking money, but he doesn't make any of that money for me. So they're successful, but that doesn't mean I give a shit. You know what I mean? But where it comes down to it, they've been doing their thing on the side of CM Punk, because he has been cutting these, you know, work shoot promos. They're just exciting to listen to, you know, and in the back of the bigger higher ups' heads, they know that this is best for the show. They know that this is the money maker, but there's no way they want this to be the way they have to go right now. They'd rather just run that autopilot program they've been doing for the past, I don't know how many years, and just doing the same old thing, putting the big muscle guy over, shitty promo will have to do, and go home. And then fans mark out and buy a bunch of your stuff. Well, they hit a standstill with CM Punk where they're going to have to put out entertainment because the fans just don't give a shit about that other stuff anymore. So, you know, at least a good portion of them don't. Enough where they had to pay attention to actually real wrestling fans for 1 minute. And I'm just basking in the glory of it. I don't know when it's going to hit a wall. I don't know if it's going to be at SummerSlam coming up. I really don't know when they're going to put a stop to it, but I'm holding out for it being a long-term deal. The longer it goes, the more doors it's going to open to the company, I believe.
Right. And in some of my notes, CM Punk, again, shooting on WWE, again, going after, in the promo with Laurinaitis and Triple H in the ring, you know,
yeah,
with the contract signing, Cena called out Laurinaitis and straight up said, you weren't the one, you don't have to see these guys in person when you cut them, you do it over the phone pretty much. He said that, that he never met face-to-face with Chris Masters, who, according to Punk, was busting his ass, and he fucking called D.H. Smith by Harry Smith. You know what I mean? He said,
right,
you didn't go to Florida to freaking, to talk to Harry and tell him he was released. And,
right,
Vladimir Kozlov. And, he didn't mention anything about another certain woman who got released. We'll talk about that a little later. Because there's so much controversy with that, with Melina and shit like that. That I know that a lot of people have opinions on. But Laurinaitis, when he's out there for the last two times, he just looks like a fucking ghost. You ever notice that? Like, he's just standing there going, no emotion. And he's the one that hires these fucking wrestlers, and yet he doesn't have any emotion whatsoever.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. I mean, I got to pull up one of my favorite quotes and just say, when I look at him, I feel like this.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
Right, right.
Yeah,
but
that's
just
how I feel when I look at him. I just get that vibe. Like, I don't like anything about this jerk-off.
Right, right. The other thing I liked was, I was kind of pissed about it, and I was about the replacement match, but Miz versus Mysterio. I was actually looking forward to that, you know, watching that on the on the archive and stuff like that.
Right.
And then when they did this stupid Miz comes out, you know, attacks him from behind and throws him into the into that metal thing on stage, I was like, oh, this is stupid. And then fucking Miz cut a promo saying, I'm not wrestling at SummerSlam. Fucking, I'm not booked. He didn't say fucking, by the way. That was me. Cut the promo and, you know, fucking referee goes out the top of the ring saying that Triple H fucking has said that he will have to wrestle. He's going to wrestle Kofi Kingston. So out of the blue, that match happened. The rest is all right.
Yeah.
Let me say, did you catch the Dolph Ziggler, Vicky? That whole fucking debacle with Alex Riley and Ziggler?
To a certain extent, I saw some more whining and screaming out of Vicky, which is more or less just, you know, what the fuck? I mean, it's what happens every week. But I think this week, like, something happened where Dolph was done with her, and, you know, like, they did a little split-type angle, and I don't fucking know, man.
Does anybody care? Because I don't care.
I really don't care.
Fucking bullshit. None of these fans don't care.
We don't care. We don't care. We don't care. We don't care.
Yeah.
I agree with this. Like, what the fuck? Why have those people, if anybody, instead of, you know, releasing Kyrie Smith and Chris Masters, why hasn't fucking Vicky have been released? She should have been released a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, she has her role with the company as an annoying heel that people want to see die. But if you don't use it right, you're just an annoying heel, and there's never going to be the big payoff. It's just going to be, you know, that mid-card angle, that, you know, just completely forgettable throwaway segment that wastes 20 minutes of your life, like during a wrestling show. And you know, that just seems like the angle they keep getting trapped into, and I don't know what to feel about it. So.
I don't think it's marketable as like a mid or a high card, you know, high on the card type angle. I really don't. I think it's stupid, and I really think they should just drop the angle completely. I know they won't, but you know, I want to see what they're going to do next with that, and you know, maybe it'll turn into something big. But hopefully, but probably not. It just doesn't. Vicky's such boring. And I was on the internet earlier, and somebody posted some stupid shit on a fucking message board, saying, is Vicky Guerrero a MILF? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Juan thinks so.
Yeah, of course.
What can we do?
Right. All right, so that's 2 out of 10 things I need to tell. Morrison and R-Truth continuing this feud. Does anyone care about that?
Not really. I mean, it can be done well. It really could, I think. Like, these guys had something led up and everything like that. I don't know, man. I just don't know what it is that's missing that's making me just completely not give a shit about the show. Because, like, I think Morris and R-Truth are both talented fucking dudes. And they just beat, like, certain shit to death. Like, the whole R-Truth thing with the little Jimmy stuff killed his buzz. Like, honestly, it made, like, grown-ass men not want to see him talk no more. Even though, like, when he first started cutting the thing and he was smoking, he was playing, like, the crazy guy gimmick and stuff. To me, that worked. But the whole, like, little Jimmy to the death, like, every week it was just 20 minutes of him talking about little Jimmy. And I just think he fucked it up. Like, I just think there was a point where...
I gotta ask you a question. I watch Raw a lot. Where the fuck did the little Jimmy come from? Like, where the fuck did that come from? Because I'm still fucking, like, huh? Maybe you'll know.
Well, it was pretty much something that he made to put a name on all the children fans that monopolized the WWE audience, the WWE universe, you know, all the little kids that were in the crowd. And he pretty much came out and, you know, he got a promo about, you know, he's tired of working for all the little kids, all the little Jimmies in the crowd, and da-da-da-da. So then, you know, they had a little Jimmy screw him over, where like he was like, you know, fighting in the crowd or whatever, and a little Jimmy threw a Sprite in his face or something, and then he even got to say that a little Jimmy actually screwed him out of a match and that type of thing. You know, I mean, they just kept going and going and going and just beating it to death. And it was just, it went too far to the point where, like, you just didn't care anymore. You lost your fucking possible urge to care about it at all. So.
Right.
That was just the way I saw it, man. Like I said, you got talent. But, the angles that they went with it really just took the wind out of the whole thing. And then Morrison came back to, like, fucking, like, a retard. They really brought him back really stupid. They tried to use him as, like, an angle to help Triple H get over, which, like, fucking come on, man. How many people's careers do you really need to help get yourself over, Triple H? It's really kind of ridiculous. I just don't, Yeah, I just don't get it. But
what do you see? This feud going? Like, where would you take this feud between R-Truth and Morrison from here?
I don't know, but like I said, the way that they brought her back Triple H was like, I re-signed this guy. Like, he wasn't ever not signed. He was fucking clearly injured. They announced an injury when he left. I don't understand where you get to fucking flip it around and be like, I re-signed this guy. Like, you what? Did you also fire him? Because as far as I know, he's been under contract the whole time. So unless you fired and rehired this guy, then I'm not really impressed with your you know, your big GM or whatever the fuck you're playing right now. Like,
well, you weren't impressed, but everybody else is probably like, yeah!
Well, yeah, I mean, if you gloss over the fact that he was never fired, he was never not under contract, and the fact that they're saying they re-signed him is completely inaccurate. If you glossed over the fact of that and just was like, we're happy he's back, then I guess that's what you get.
Okay.
But...
Right.
Attention to detail makes wrestling companies better. And when you allow all storyline, all reality, all everything to go clearly out the window and then just talk to people like they're fucking 5 years old, well, that to me is just a bad way of running a wrestling company. It's a bad way of running operations, hey, angles, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it just insults the intelligence of the fans, and I just don't like it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, these type of things take the wins out of the sales of things that probably would have been a great angle, a great gimmick, a great feud to roll with for a couple months. I would see nothing wrong with him coming back and feuding with, you know, Morrison and R-Truth feuding.
But
if they work something a little different that actually put a little bit of like, you know, R-Truth has been in pursuit of the title for a while, right? Well, if this guy was right on the edge of winning the title, like where there was no doubt in the crowd's mind, shit, R-Truth is about to go over. And then Morrison came in and screwed him out of the title and, you know, cut some kind of I'm back and you thought you could take me out type promo. And then they feud. That would have been
right.
Like, you cost me the title, da 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 da. Now it's just like, oh, they re-signed this guy. Like, no, re-signed, what? And it just... It leaves me with a big question mark, and I just don't really respect that way of carrying that shit off. So that's just the way I feel. Like I said, I mean, all these moves, it's not like it's going to kill my life. I got too much shit going on. I really don't care. Wrestling is my entertainment. So I like to talk about it. I definitely like to, you know, get involved, just talk about it and enjoy myself with it. But it comes down to it. If you do some bullshit in your company I don't like, well, just makes me not like what you're doing. I just...
Right.
You know, yeah, I'll talk shit about it, but that just makes me want to fast forward through your DVDs or fast forward through your TV show on fucking my DVR, you know, or show up to less live events, you know. And there's some companies who've been consistent enough, a la CZW, you know, they miss a month. Like, I thought last month was not that great at all, but I feel like this month is going to come back – firing on all cylinders and giving the clear example to everybody out there why there are fans like me that come in and month out for the past 10 years, because they provide, throughout the most of the year, some of the best entertainment you're going to find anywhere. And that's right. That's what, keeps me watching a show on TV. That's what keeps me watching a show on DVD. That's what keeps me watching a show live. So that's just WWE every week makes me go, why the fuck did I watch that? And that's with me fast-forwarding through half of it on DVR. So, so I can't help but pick it apart, but, oh, Jesus.
Right. So that was like 3 of 10 to talk about. Anyway. So after fucking Mysterio, going back to Mysterio, after Mysterio fucking gets attacked by The Miz, it's announced later on in the show that Rey Mysterio gets a title shot next Monday in his hometown of San Diego. Where do you think they go from that? Regardless, I mean, do they pull the trigger and have Rey win the belt in his hometown, regardless of who wins the championship, or is that astronomically stupid?
It's just crazy. I mean, the pay-per-view's on Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay. The pay-per-view's on Sunday. Rey already has a title shot on Monday against whoever wins, right?
Yeah.
Well, the big question, too, is now, are these titles going to be solidified into one title after whoever wins?
Yes, that's what they're saying. I heard they're getting a bigger belt, too.
A bigger belt? Like, in size?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The belt that Cena has now is slightly smaller than the one that Punk has.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So, I don't know. I mean, if they do solidify the titles, they consolidate the titles back into one. I don't know. I just don't see them giving Rey the title. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to say, yeah, hometown, da-da-da-da-da. Rey is probably within his last couple of years, if not, a surprising last year run. But
I think you're talking more of a full-time run. I think he probably, take a lot of time off and come back here and there. I don't think he's completely done after, full-time, yeah, he's probably done after this year, but, he can still go. I mean, he can go.
I guess. But my thing is, Cena is their big fucking super face douche that they've been using for a while. And they're doing, the pretty much blatant, way slower than it needs to be, heel turn. I really think Cena's going to have to turn heel at some point. He's just not over.
Him. How the fuck are they going to make that if they turn him heel whenever, they're not going to be able to turn him back face.
Sure they will. Cena? Yeah, no problem.
No way. Absolutely not. How the fuck... If they turn him heel, people are already on the fence. People are already booing him. And I know you know that, Jay. You know what I'm saying? And I know we talk about this, quite a lot, off air and said that. But, I think Cena needs to do something ridiculous in order to
Cena's been doing something ridiculous for years.
But they're still giving him a face pop. He's still getting some face pop. He's getting, you ever notice when he comes out and you hear that music starting?
Right.
When you hear his music starting, you hear a fucking chorus of boo. And then he fucking walks to the curtain and it goes, yeah. You can tell. I can tell all the time. When Cena's about to come out, you hear the boo, and then it turns into, as soon as he walks through that curtain.
Right.
That's my concern that I've always wondered about Cena, is that a concept right there, I realized that more of Monday when I heard that, because they were, booing him to come out, and then loud cheers when he came.
when he walks through the curtains.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, you're going to get that, but I don't know, man.
All right, so...
I don't think that they can just...
Pardon.
Like, this was really all about the right thing. And what I'm saying is, like, as big of a guy that Cena is in the company and as big of, you know, nonstop fucking never-ending push that he gets and the role that CM Punk is on, I don't know if you can have both of them have titles, turn it into one big super title, and then slide it away to Rey Mysterio. And then what? Then what? Like, there's no way that whatever Rey's going to do is going to come near matching the, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm just saying there's a possibility. There's probably people out there probably saying that this is a possibility. That's what I'm saying.
Well, like I said, I don't see where, they're going to take, that Rey Mysterio make him the big title holder while CM Punk and, you know, and Cena actually take second stage when they're actually the biggest story in the company.
Right.
That'd be awkward.
All right, so, I mean, we'll see what happens on Monday, you know, with that.
Yep.
So, moving on, Punk's girlfriend, Beth Phoenix, dominating in the Divas division, and she has a match this Sunday against Kelly Kelly for the Divas Championship. I'm pretty sure that, we're going to see a new women's championship, or Divas champion.
Yeah, and I got to say, I could use this as a segue into something else, but, a lot of people keep saying that I don't think that Beth's push has anything to do with Punk and, that she could do it by herself, and I'm sure she can. I don't doubt that whatsoever. But in my opinion, to say that, like, her push and her angle isn't being influenced by Punk, honestly, I don't. I believed it at first, and now I don't. I'm getting an echo. But what I'm getting at is, like, the shoot style stuff that, Punk has been doing and mentioning names and mentioning this and that. I'm still getting an echo. Reminiscent now, what Beth is doing is like almost the same shit. Like, she's mentioning that there's going to be no more booty shaking. She's referring to Eve Torres with that ridiculous move that she started doing, and where she shakes her ass over the chick before she moonsaults. There's that, and then she said, and no more splits. Well, split, she's obviously referring to Melina, who had been released. And that's, a little bit of a shoot-type thing. And maybe they're trying to take the whole company in a little bit of a shoot-type real feel. But it's kind of ironic. It's kind of coincidental that Beth's going to be the one to take another little personal stab when her boyfriend is the guy who's the king of fucking shoot work, mic work, you know?
Right.
And, you know, on top of that, Melina's not only been released, she's not even allowed backstage anymore. She tried to go backstage and hang out, and they denied her access to the building. So, it's pretty substantial heat going on there. I don't know what actually happened, what didn't happen. I don't know. But, that's pretty serious.
So, that's, and then they had a Del Rio Punk. I don't know if you got a chance to see that match. I just wanted to, hear your thoughts on that match. I thought that, the promos before the match were, Del Rio pretty much said that, before he got kicked in the head, he was going to do tonight what he was supposed to do at Money in the Bank, and that was win, beat CM Punk.
Right.
And, that didn't happen on Raw.
time.
Right, and I don't understand, like, he never cashed in his money in the bank, did he?
Right.
So, why would you say, I'm going to beat you, I'm taking you out like I was going to do the other night, you have a title, I'm definitely beating you, and I have an open title shot, but you know what? I'm just going to beat you for no title. What the fuck kind of sense does that make? Like, you don't book that match with a confident guy saying, I am going to beat you like I was at the pay-per-view. Let me just put this briefcase that allows me to make it for the title. Let me just have the announcers hold this because I'm not using
it. No, I don't think he could. I think they said something on commentary that not cash it in because there's no real champion. It's two champions. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Because they even said that on commentating on Monday. They said something along the lines because of, like, some type of... That's what I was like, wow, this is fucking stupid. Because that's the first thing I thought. I thought, you know, Punk would beat Del Rio and then Del Rio would cash in. But then they said something along the lines of, like, because there's a championship title match on Sunday, Del Rio couldn't cash in the belt, the bank. But I'm telling you right now, after that match on Sunday, don't be surprised to see Del Rio try to cash in and then maybe not cash in. You know what I mean? Sort of what, like, The Miz was doing, going to cash it in, going to cash it in, and then, like, a tease-type deal.
Yeah,
just to...
I really think they need to strengthen the, you know, the Intercontinental title, like that mid-range title where, you know, and I think Del Rio should be a guy that fights back and forth for that, like, throughout, like, for a while, like, not just, like, flash in the pan, okay, now he's got a world title shot. Like, people, like, they blow through that title like it means nothing. Like, those mid-level titles are blown through and next step WWE title. And, like, it's just, they don't even segue. There's nothing that goes from this to that. They make it look like a lesser title. When people back in the day, you know, from, you know, Macho Man to Honky Tonk Man to... other, you know, even like a
Ultimate
Don Morocco.
Warrior.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior. When they were fighting for the Intercontinental title, they made it look like the most important title in the world, even though there obviously was a title that held bigger status, but you don't go, well, this will have to do for now, and then you win the title, and then 2 weeks later you're like, I don't even give a shit about this title. I want the big title. Well, that's destroying the middle card. That's a good way to say nothing above the main event means shit, so you guys might as well just tune in at, 10:30 every show. Because,
right.
You know, we're not really trying that much. We're just trying to get in a better spot on the card. These mid-card spots are just, we hate being here. Hate it. Like, there's too much of that in all of wrestling, and it's just, it's nonstop. It's like, you got tag champions, and, you know, I'm not trying to just take a shot at, like, Philly's Most Wanted or anything like that, but even as far as, you know, CZW goes, okay, you're the world tag team champions, and then it's like, oh, I want the world title. Well, that guy loses. Well, I want the world title. Now that guy gets a shot. You got both tag team champions taking a shot at the title when they already got titles. So you got 2 months in a row where they don't defend the world title, their tag team titles, and then... Shit, one of them might work with the world title. Now the tag titles are on the shelf again. You know,
right.
But it's just that type of thing where, like, you need your tag teams that are built to be tag teams and just stronghold on what that division is supposed to be. You need your mid-card, your Intercontinental champion that's supposed to be the Intercontinental champion and just put a fucking mark on what that title and what that point in the card is supposed to mean and put on blowout fucking crazy blow the roof off matches. I don't think anybody should be held back on a card, you know, performance wise to make the guy above them look better. I think the guy above them needs to step up if the guy on mid card is putting out, you know, 5-star matches. I just,
yeah, but they pretty much tell, like, the mid card guys, they're probably like, yo, slow down. Do some not crazy shit.
And the United States champion on Raw is Dolph Ziggler. And, like, he comes out with the belt, but it's pretty much just like a prop. Like, I haven't seen him defend that belt in a while. I mean, I don't know why they even have a belt, a mid-card belt, if they're not going to use it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's stupid to have a belt if you're not using it. It's like kind of like what they did with that Cruiserweight. Like, I like when they had the Cruiserweight title. And I know a lot of people did like when they had the Cruiserweight title. I don't know if you did, but...
Of course. It gets lost. It gets lost completely. And if you don't make it, you know, where there is a place for these guys to work, it's just fucking Evan Bourne getting squashed by Sheamus again. You know, and fuck, man. I don't have a problem with those two getting in the ring, but overall, like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean to me? Like, you know that he's not just going to forever get over Sheamus to the point where you know that, oh, he's the better guy. Like, no way. This big Sheamus motherfucker is going to catch him eventually and break his face.
Right.
But that's okay, but these other guys don't have a place to be the best at what they are. You don't get a place where, you know, Evan Bourne does get the chance to be the best light heavyweight, you know, or that type of things. You don't get that class. So they all have to merge in and learn to coexist and find some kind of blending point with the biggest fucking human beings in the fucking world. You know, like...
Right, right.
Somehow, yeah, who the fuck? Bryan Danielson has to learn how to fucking merge with the fucking Big Show. Like, why? Why does that need to happen? Why does he have to wrestle fucking Kali, which he legitimately had to do? Like, why does that have to happen? Like, how awkward is that to even make part of your fucking company? Because there is no classes. It's just, they're all just stepping stones until it's a world title picture. And it's a terrible way to do things. Every title should mean the top fucking notch to somebody in your company, to a group of people in your company. You know, your light heavyweight title should be the fucking world class of all light heavyweights. The tag team titles needs to be where the best tag teams in your company go, and they find talent from outside of your company, and you get them in and to challenge, and you get the best tag team action possible. Not like, hey, we're doing this tag team thing. We're really good at it. We got titles and stuff, but I'm dying to get some world title shit going. Like, I mean, every once in a while, it's okay, but it more or less has to, like, lead to the breakup of your tag team where, like, the other tag team guy is going, you know, your partner's going, dude, you're not even focusing on the tag team anymore. You're trying to do bigger things. What's your fucking problem? And the next thing you know, they feud. And then maybe 4 or 6 months after that, then the one guy gets his shot to go with the world title because now he's done with the tag team thing. You know, there needs to be different focuses on, and it used to be like that. But I don't know. That's just how I look at things. It's
And a few other matches. I mean, I also have the SummerSlam card in front of me. There's only, and you're going to laugh your ass off, and no, you're going to laugh, and I know you're going to say, well, if this was CZW, I wouldn't be going. There's only 4 announced matches for fucking SummerSlam, and SummerSlam is fucking Sunday.
Yeah, well, one of them has CM Punk on it.
Versus John Cena. Yeah, that's the match everybody's pretty much paying to see. You also have one-on-one the Celtic Warrior, Sheamus, taking on the world's strongest man, Mark Henry.
Huh. Yeah. Well, I don't know what they're going to do with that. Could be pretty exciting, honestly, because Mark Henry's playing a beast lately and taking out some people who need to be taken out. Honestly, like, I don't want to see the Big Show on my TV. I don't want to see Kane on my TV. So the fact that, like, they had him give them vacations, that's fine. And I hope we really don't have that much longer with either one of those on the TV. Honestly,
I like Sheamus, though. I like Sheamus.
That's the point that I'm going to get to, is that I don't see a reason why Sheamus is the next guy. Like, you know.
Well, you never know.
I, you know, like, okay, do you just put a, you know, you just put like a complete screeching halt to Mark Henry's fucking beast angle, or do you have him take Sheamus, give Sheamus a vacation? Like, I don't understand. Like, it could just be a great back and forth thing. I don't feel like there was a correct build to it. I also don't watch that much SmackDown, so maybe there was, but I don't know if there was a correct build to it being like the next thing, you know, where. I know Sheamus has turned face, and that's cool and all, but you know, I don't know. I don't know where they're going with that.
But yeah, we briefly mentioned earlier, Kelly Kelly versus Beth Phoenix for the Divas Championship. You know, everybody knows that Beth Phoenix will probably go over.
Yeah, I hope so.
And then you have the SmackDown World Heavyweight Championship in match I kind of don't want to see. Don't give two shits about Randy Orton versus Christian.
Boring.
Boring. That's exactly what I said. I fucking think that's a snooze fest. Yeah.
Yeah, I really
it's
don't care.
So boring. And I don't know why something was posted in the chat room, a link on the chat room. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, Nino's trying to show me something. Well, during the show really isn't the time for that, so I don't
know. Right,
right. I
seen it and I was like, huh? I looked at him like, huh?
I don't know. I don't know.
Interesting.
Whatever.
Right, right.
Whatever.
Else? And by the way, apparently Sin Cara is back.
Alrighty.
Yeah, but apparently it's Javier. No, but next week it's going to be Sin Cara.
He's what?
It's the guy, you know, Javier. No, the guy that they signed.
The one
that they signed to have good matches with Sin Cara.
Okay.
It's a difference in. It's pretty much a difference in Sin Cara right now. Because Sin Cara
put a different guy under the Sin Cara mask to do the Sin Cara thing?
Just for 1 week, and then next week they're going to go back to the other guy.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. Apparently nobody noticed that it was a different guy. But it was.
Wow. Oh, was that on SmackDown?
Yeah, that's, it's a spoiler. It's, you know, pretty much spoiler. You'll watch it tomorrow or tonight in the UK. So if you're going to download it, you'll probably get it tonight. Kind of interesting. They haven't done that in a while. Like, you know, have somebody do something else, like, you know, a different angle like that. I've never heard of that before, though. Somebody got suspended and they bring up, like, the character back because it was so popular. Pretty much, like, the news, like, everywhere, like, I've read, is that they pretty much can't get rid of Sin Cara because how popular he is right now.
I don't know if it's popularity or fucking Triple H feels like a bag of dicks because he went to fucking bat for this guy to go out of his way to actually, you know, be a guy who's like, this is the guy, he's the best wrestler in Mexico, we need to bring this guy in, he's the best, he's the best there is, you know, and then, well, actually, he was probably.
All right, Triple H, you're
he probably
Triple H,
was, then. Like, 3 or 4 years ago, but it was his idea to bring him in, so when it's followed by steroid and this and that, and all of this shit, is, well, gotta keep,
buddies.
We gotta story, keep the buddies. Gimmick alive, you know, like,
you know how you play it.
The fans like him. I don't know, dude. I don't think it's the fans are so behind him right now. I don't hear Sin Cara chants or fucking, you know. I don't know. I think it's Triple H trying to make a second wind out of something that it was his idea to begin with. You know, it was clearly his idea to begin with.
Right.
So that's my opinion on Sin Cara.
I wonder how a match would be between Sin Cara and Triple H. I really would.
I don't.
How about Sin Cara versus The Big Show?
I don't. I want to see a series of matches with Sin Cara versus fucking Evan Bourne. And, you know, they even, like, screwed the fans with, hey, you know what we're going to do next? We're going to give you guys a choice. What do you want to see? Mason Ryan versus Evan Bourne? Or you want to see Sin Cara versus Evan Bourne?
No. It was Sin Cara versus Evan. It was Sin Cara versus Mason Ryan, Sin Cara versus Jack Swagger, or Sin Cara versus Evan Bourne. Yeah,
well, the final result is Mason Ryan. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus.
No, it was Evan Bourne wrestling.
That's what I thought it was.
Mason Ryan. No, it wasn't Sin Cara. What am I talking about? I don't know.
So, that's what I thought. But, yeah, that's what they ended up doing, and it was just like, no one wants to see Mason Ryan. The fucking guy is juiced out of his brain. But, yeah, Sin Cara is obviously on the gas right now. Get out of here, dude.
Do you think he's been on the gas since he got here?
Huh?
I said, do you think he was on the gas when he got to the Fed, or no?
I don't really know that. I'm not, like, the biggest knowledge on, you know, how the steroids work and what kind of cycles you got to be doing and what kind of this, what kind of that, like how much mass he was trying to get. You could be on a mild amount to keep in, like, your bulk up or something like that. You don't necessarily have to be fucking Batista or fucking Mason Ryan and shit all the time and just be trying to kill it. But in the same token, I mean, whatever. They're going to target the people they want to target. The people who look like fucking poster boys for the gas are the motherfuckers who never get tested fucking positive. So it's weird. And yeah, I've heard, you know, things where it could be, you know, the human growth hormone that is actually legal if you get the right prescriptions and do it the right way and stuff like that, which is far more expensive, but in the same token, more legal. But it's still a substance that's making you enormous. And, you know, it just gets brushed under the rug. Like, this guy's all natural. Look at that guy. He's great. Hey, Rey Mysterio's on the gas. Get him out of here, that little bastard. Oh, fucking Hornswoggle's juicing. Hey, Cena. Cena, help us get this Hornswoggle juice monkey out of our locker room. Can't have these steroid freaks. Hey, Cena, grab Mason Ryan and carry Hornswoggle out of the arena. He's gassing. Jesus Christ. You know? I mean, it is what it is. The wrestling business has always been, especially as far as the TV wrestling business, has always been an enormous charade of people are clearly on it and other people are clearly taking the rap. So, what can you do?
So, here's some potential matches for SummerSlam. I took some notes earlier. Apparently Daniel Bryan's been doing some radio interviews and pretty much they're pretty much hinting at Daniel Bryan versus Wade Barrett.
Well,
for SummerSlam.
That's not a terrible thing. I don't really see too big of a problem with that.
And spoiler alert, if you're watching SmackDown, close your ears. Cody Rhodes is probably going to wrestle Ezekiel Jackson. Because Cody won the belt on SmackDown.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't really understand.
Joey Garcia puts Jersey Shore's on.
Oh, that's great. That's just phenomenal. And knowing that it's, you know, it was taped fucking 15 minutes from my house, it makes me want to kill myself. So, thanks, Joey.
I thought it was Juan at first. Maybe Juan posted that in Joey's name.
No. Nina said something about Juan's notebook is broke or something. I don't fucking
know.
Well,
that's what I said. He's probably over at Joey's house posting on Joey's, no, I'm kidding. We got that's another match, and that's six matches. Six fucking matches for fucking SummerSlam. And how much, hey, J-Cat, how much do pay-per-views go for? Do you know?
Quite a bit. I think they're...
Like $50?
Yeah, something like $50.
$50 for six matches is a fucking rip-off.
Well, hey, fucking, the goddamn, this Jersey Shore is in Italy. That makes me feel actually no better. But it's okay. No better. So anyway, commence Jersey Shore chat in the chat room. That's fine. You know, it seems like the people who are most interested in the Jersey Shore do not live in New Jersey, because it's not very complimentary to us. So, Joey's saying New Jack was at the arena today.
Yeah,
CZW related.
On Facebook.
Huh?
I said I saw pictures on New Jack's Facebook.
Oh, that's cool. He was banned from there a while ago. He was actually banned from wrestling in the state of Pennsylvania a while ago.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah, I guess that got lifted because of the whole incident that he had there. We actually had to be, you know, police escorted out of the building. I don't know what he was there for today. Was he actually, was there a show there today, or he just show up there to take pictures?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably take pictures.
I would say
or
not CZW
him and Roger had a match.
Related, though.
What was that?
I would say it was not CZW related, though. Like, definitely not. But
that'd be awesome if it was CZW related, though.
Yeah, fucking, we got a guy listening from the UK.
Oh,
he's fucking
awesome.
Very, very, very complimentary to our show, and we get people from overseas. I know, it's crazy, crazy late over there.
Jay, what time is it over in the UK?
Yeah, what time, Adrian, is it over there in the UK? Let us know, you know, in the meantime, I'll, talk about some stuff, but yeah, man, I don't know. I don't think New Jack's wrestling anywhere in CZW. I know his asking price is generally pretty high. 3 a.m. in the UK right now.
Oh, you guys are fucking man.
Big shout
awesome.
Out to Adrian over there, man, because that is some shit. So I got the Sting, Sting Crow Joker John on my TV.
Fuck TNA, fuck it, fuck TNA.
He's kind of like a hybrid of Joker and fucking, and the Crow, and I keep hoping for a little bit of Leslie Nielsen in there, but no. Can't get another dead actor out of him. He's limited to two right now. oh, well. Uh-oh. Here's a Hogan.
Uh-oh. Oh, Hogan. Boy. That's your boy. That's your boy, Hogan. Hogan and J-Cat. Brother.
Ah, fuck. Anyway, another channel.
Real quick, though.
Hogan's not real quick. Hogan is not real quick.
We have some more WWE news.
We have some more WWE news. Good. I'd rather.
Yeah, definitely. WWE Hall of Famer Paul Orndorff, 61 years old. He's cancer-free now.
Awesome. He's been on a long, hard fight with that, and he's definitely battled through some very, very tough times. So, yeah, that's good, man. That's good. That, you know, big shout-out to him, and I'm glad he's actually cancer-free. He's a Jersey boy, too.
Yeah. All right, so we were going to talk about this earlier. I said we were going to talk about this off air. You know, we were talking off air. WWE, the releases. We got some releases now. And that's Kozlov, Chris Masters, Harry Smith, and Melina. And Gail Kim was asked for her release, but she did not get her release. Let's start with Chris Masters and What do you think about the release of Chris Masters?
I never gave a shit about Chris Masters. I never did. I never saw a value in him. He was just another guy who, again, should be failing wellness policies long before Sin Cara and knows how to bounce his titties. But other than that, and next.
This is his second stint in the company, too. He was released before, and they brought him back.
And then he landed a prestigious spot in Pro Wrestling Unplugged, and then fucking back to the WWE. So, yeah,
and
he did real well for himself.
Back to the Indies. He's friends with Rob Van Dam, so he might pop in on TNA. Anyway.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait.
Vladimir Kozlov.
Do you know that fucking guy's from Brooklyn?
Really?
Yeah, that fucking guy is from Brooklyn. That's
Kozlov? For real?
Yeah, that is not a foreign man. He is actually from Brooklyn. Yeah,
oh,
it's pretty
shit.
Impressive. I actually learned that in the Low Key interview that I listened to. And that was one of those things that when Vince asked Low Key, "Where are you from, kid?" He stepped up and poked his chest out and he said, "Brooklyn." And he just shook his head and went, "Oh, boy." Because it seems like, you know, everyone you deal with from Brooklyn has that chip on their shoulder and all of that. So, but, you know, and he had mentioned, and, you know, guys like Kozlov and, you know, the different guys that had came from Brooklyn that Vince had already dealt with. He knew that, you know, there was a good amount of arrogance and pride that came with the place where he was from. It wasn't just, "Oh, I'm from, you know, West Vermont." It was, you know, Brooklyn. Like, "Oh, okay, great with the Brooklyn. Fantastic." So, but, no, I mean, Kozlov, I mean, he played a great, you know, big, tough guy, and especially played a great Russian for a guy who's from Brooklyn. He might have Russian roots and all of that stuff, but when it comes down to it, guy being from fucking Brooklyn, shit, I didn't see one bit of, "Yo, fucking, hey, what do you mean? How you doing?" Any of that shit. I mean, I've seen a Russian guy who could barely speak English, you know, like he came off real Russian. Like fucking Ivan Drago and shit. Not fucking, it wasn't fucking Vinny, you know, Vinny Coslito. It was fucking, you know, Vladimir Kozlov. You know, and he played the role well.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully they'll bring him back. You know, I can definitely.
Yeah, maybe they'll bring him back as Vinny K from Brooklyn. I don't know. All
right, so D.H. Smith getting released. Your thoughts?
Oh, you know, he's a guy who has always shown to me just bland personality and been a hard in-ring worker. But not a whole lot stood out from him. A lot of these second-generation guys don't feel the need to really innovate as much as they probably should to make themselves stand out. They use the fact that they're a second-generation guy as their pop, you know?
Right.
Yeah. That's something that I feel is probably not the best thing to do. That's not something that's just going to get everybody clamoring around you just because, you know, you once were in another famous wrestler's nutsack, and then, you know, they put you into a woman, and now you're a wrestler, too. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're just the next coming, like, just because, you know. that's generally just, it takes a little bit more than that, you know.
I thought his stuff was pretty good when he was doing the indies back in the day.
No, I don't think he's terrible. I just don't think that there was effort to put out there to make himself an individual, to do something that made himself special other than the fact that he was, you know,
in the WWE.
What?
I said in the WWE he didn't
well,
do that.
No, even in the indies, because when I seen him and he came into Jersey All-Pro, and he came as part of Teddy Hart's little fucking crew. And it was fucking T.J. Wilson or Tyson Kidd, Teddy Hart, Harry Smith, Jack Evans, and Teddy Hart. You know, it was the four of them. So they came in there. you had Teddy Hart, the huge flashy douchebag that didn't know fucking when to say when and fucking, like, reel it in a little bit and act like a fucking human being instead of just, like, a human fucking hype machine. Instead of, like, a fucking wrestling infomercial, he had the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, if he stopped acting like a wrestling infomercial and maybe actually tried to work a fucking coherent fucking cooperative match with another human being, then maybe Teddy Hart would be in one of the fucking big, you know, I don't even want to say big two. He would be in the fucking E right now because he has the fucking talent to do it, but he has too big of an ego and he has fucking mental problems. So that's him. Okay, then you had Jack Evans, who was the more humble and, in my opinion, more talented guy than Teddy Hart, that just kept his fucking mouth shut, busted his fucking ass, took a fucking cop killer after Teddy's match because Teddy wouldn't end the fucking match with a cop killer, did every fucking thing above and beyond that he was asked, and more, even shit to enhance his boy Teddy's matches, when his shit wasn't even needed, you know what I mean? And it really was the fucking workhorse. That's why he spent all the time in Japan. That's why he spent all the time in Mexico. That's why he's back in TNA. That's why, like, he belongs at the top of every fucking, you know, independent fucking booking where you have the best high flyers in the world. Well, Jack Evans is one of those guys. There's no question about that. So, but that is Jack Evans, and that's the guy that you seen back then. You had Harry Smith, who was the big fucking bruiser. He was the big, like, enforcer. He'll come out and clothesline and shoulder block a few of your guys, you know, because those guys don't like Teddy. So I'm trying to just protect Teddy, so I'm the big guy that'll knock you down because I like Teddy. You know, that was his role, like, point blank. Like, there was no personality. There was just the big guy that would come and defend Teddy. And then, you know, TJ, you know, he was, you know, Tyson, he was the guy that would come out there and he would do, you know, mid-card type work where he would put in a lot of, like, high-flying, technical, quick moving, some power stuff. Like, he was a good balance guy. But again, he put out a good enough image for himself to get somewhere, but I'm not sure where. You know, like, he kind of floundered. Like, just not fully cemented himself as a superstar, but definitely could be a star. Could be on the other end of a really good match with another star. You know what I mean? But again, right, it would take somebody's vision to see that this guy is what we need. So.
Right.
That was those four right there. And so that's, you know, Harry Smith, that's like, I see the same shit back
Melina.
Then. Huh?
You didn't say much about Melina.
Well, Melina, I feel like she's a really talented women's wrestler, but I feel like, obviously, after all the time out with an injury, she came back with some ring rust. And people jumped all over her right off the bat, like, oh, man, she's horrible now. She's sloppy. Oh, man, I feel bad. They just need to get rid of her. Let her stop trashing herself. Like, no, I feel like she should have had time to work off that fucking ring rust, and she'd be all right. I think she had more political issues than have been let on, because it wasn't a whole lot of, you know, wish you best in your future endeavors. It was like, get the fuck away from our locker room. Like, you know, I mean, there were rumors that, you know, John Morrison, you know, being with her and everything, let a bunch of people fuck her while he was still with her and shit. You know what I mean? Like nudity shit happened, and she banged Batista, and she banged, what's that other big ugly motherfucker?
Mike Knox.
Yeah, Mike Knox, and all sorts of motherfuckers. So, I mean, whether that happened or not, I don't know. I ain't none of these dudes, but in the same token, there could have been drama going on backstage with this chick. So I don't know, but I mean, you're bound to see her somewhere else because a dude thinks she has a good amount of talent. She's not just a hey, look at my ass chick, and doesn't wrestle. Like, she has talent. You know, I don't know how much the injury took away from her. I don't even remember what she injured, and she definitely had ring rust coming back. That doesn't mean that she's not valuable for the rest of her career. That's insane. So, yeah, I mean, I look forward to her doing some good shit, hopefully getting in there with some Mercedes Martinez and, like, those type of chicks. And, damn, just roll that nigga helmet.
Del Rey.
What? And yeah, Sourdough, right? Yeah. Sorry, I just made a comment because I was watching the I was watching your boys against the Baltimore Ravens and on my screen because I couldn't see any more TNA, couldn't do it. But yeah, he just hit the quarterback, his fucking helmet rolled off. But that's pretty funny. The other big thing, yeah, Gail Kim asked for her release actually, and then was not granted it, and was pretty much told, no, you're staying under contract. So she's more or less being held hostage right now. And
she's getting paid though. You know what I mean? So she can't. I mean,
she's getting paid, but she doesn't want to be there. So if she has the opportunity to forward her career somewhere, whether it be Japan, whether it be, you know, wherever she wants to go. And, you know, it's ridiculous that she's got to stay under contract with them because they just decide, no, you want to leave? No. They don't want to do shit with her, but they also don't want to let her go. So it's kind of a fucked up situation.
Right. But, yeah, like, the whole thing with, you know, and Gail Kim, I think her contract, she didn't have a long contract left with her. So, I mean, so she might be, you know, leaving WWE within the next year, you know, by the end of the year. So, I mean, she won't have to wait that long.
Well, that's cool and all, but I just, you know.
And one last piece of news. Colt Cabana got a dark match against Wade Barrett.
Right. Nice.
So.
I'm all for that. Yeah, Colt Cabana, he's going to be in the company. I mean, he's going to get his actual shot in the company on TV. I truly believe that.
As Colt Cabana.
Yeah. He's been mentioned. He's been name dropped. He's been this and that. They could bring him in as anything else, but CM Punk has said Colt Cabana on TV. They've had some fans chanting Colt Cabana, you know, backing CM Punk and whatever he's doing. So, yeah, straight up. But, yes, that's the real deal. So, I guess that's our WWE talk.
It was a long talk.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm going to take a break. I want to play a song. You know, the big buzz these days has been Jay-Z and Kanye teaming up. And although I'm kind of a fan of both dudes, I'm not head over heels over either dude these days. And, you know, the big song they put out recently is Otis. And, immediately after, a whole bunch of remixes came out from other cats. And I feel like every one of those cats did it better than those did. And play my favorite one. I mean, there was DMX and Busta Rhymes did one. And Skills did one. But my favorite of all was my man Papoose. And I'm playing that for you guys right now. And we'll be back after this and talk some more wrestling.
I'm looking for the birthday girl. Make your tongue jump. If you the birthday girl, you got an onion. I ain't gonna lie. Your ass so fat it brings tears in my eyes.
You won't get it, no, no.
Ain't too much could be done on this mic that I ain't doing ready. I represent the underdog. Motherfucking shot box.
squeeze if y'all leave. I don't think what y'all think. Make my bed in the stop. I sleep in y'all streets. I'm a certified wolf, so I'm eating y'all sheep. Dog pee all in my cup. I don't drink what y'all drink. Them fake Gucci shoes looking cheap on y'all feet. While my feet stay grounded, I keep it concrete. Use a bird. I put hands and feet on y'all beats. Set fire to your ass like heated car seats. If we have some words and I blow these off, that mean I bust my own gun and I don't need y'all. If K give me the nine and I go squeeze off, that mean I had K-9 like a police dog. I paid for my whip, clown, go leash yours. Front hard when he know he saw. I got so much metal on me, you big pussy. When I walk past the refrigerator, all of the magnets stick to me. I live to see 100 years old like George Burns. I'ma teach the next generation, they gon' learn. In science class, they only tell us the world turns. The ozone layer is shot, the world burns. By that time, I'ma have my own law firm. Cause legal aid's digging up dirt, they all worms. Shut down the jails from Clinton to Auburn. Flood the drug stores with cures, no more germs. Every young man to be rich, we all earn. Little girls with long hair, no more perm. You don't need implants to get your body all stern. If you just eat right, your ass will be more firm. It's no tomorrow, though I hollow. All the haters know the motto. Pop a mother load of bottles, tell her way to hold the sparkles. Beef letter open, shako, cut you with a broken bottle. I serve my beef with shells like a fucking taco. Never need dough to borrow, I don't even know the vowels. IOU, shitting around like Colin Powell. Got a hurt broken, shallow heart, so you soaking sorrow. Mad cause your hoe can swallow. I'm who she chose to follow. Run behind you and line you, you clowns, Ronald McDonald. We can squabble and quarrel, yeah, mano y mano. Man, I live in a condo, biggest Kilimanjaro. Slick as Ricky Ricardo, rich as any soprano. Ill equipping the Rosco, chillin' sippin' Moscato. Got the Mavado watch like Reggae, stay with Mavado. A lion, a wolf, a gorilla up in the spot, yo. Party animal, pet poof, this is a homo. Homo, homo.
Yeah, man, that's my man Papoose. Tear that shit the fuck up, man. So, yeah, I just seen fucking NFL scores. New England got Jacksonville in the fourth quarter at like 40-12. 40-12, like fucking. Oh man, coach is a monster, dude. He don't give a fuck if it's preseason. He don't give a fuck what is going on, man. They come out killing people. That's crazy, man. That preseason, 40-12 in the fourth quarter. Game ain't even over yet. That shit is crazy. Motherfuckers out for blood.
Belichick's ready for regular season.
Belichick's not fucking around. Tom Brady's probably still in the game the way he plays. I don't know, man. These people are fucking crazy. But, yeah, man. Fucking Ocho Cinco, like, play your licks. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ.
So what's the real quick? I mean, I don't know if you heard anything. I mean, we'll get back to wrestling in a minute. You know,
right.
Did you hear anything about I heard Ocho Cinco is gonna live with a fan.
I heard that too. That's like, oh man, I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Is that supposed to be like a publicity stunt or what?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, figured that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, dude. I don't trust it. It's not just some random fucking fan. He's not running a raffle and staying with the motherfucker that drinks the 85th Budweiser can and shit. And if you see Ocho Cinco under the cap, he's going to live at your house. Like, it's no shit like that, believe me. It's some shit like... Like, he's gotten real personal with a fan and trusts him, and the motherfucker's paying him a fucking quarter mil and shit like that, and he's a millionaire, and he's got a guest house with no fucking access. But, yeah, I mean, like, believe me, ain't gonna be no bullshit where it's just like, I'm staying with little Jimmy up the road. Fucking little Jimmy.
Up the street,
you know,
from,
I mean,
your house. He's gonna stay in Jersey.
Yeah. No, he's staying wherever it is. It's around fucking New England. Yeah, you know I mean, it's in that area, but.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the offensive coordinator said. I've always been a big fan of you, Chad. And he'd be like, "Oh, you're a big fan? Okay. Oh, you got a guest house? Huh? Well, can I crash at your house for a minute? All right. Oh, I could. Cool. For like, a couple weeks. So, I'm staying with a fan. She's a big fan of me. She's a fan. I'm staying with a fan. Yeah, but he's got a $3 million house. He said he's a fan of me, dude.
This is ridiculous.
It's as funny as
Do you think that I give it? He's a fan. He said a fan.
Yeah, you're a fan. You everybody's a fan. I guess he's staying at your house next week, and then the next week he's gonna stay with everybody else. He's gonna keep moving.
He's gonna go everywhere.
Nah, my house. So anyway. So what else we got, dude?
Well, I got Ring of Honor. That's this weekend. I got a card right up.
Ring of Honor this weekend, huh?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Yeah. Right.
And coincidental or not, let me read you this. You might get a laugh at that real quick.
All right.
Coincidentally enough, it's August 13th. It's in Chicago, the Frontier Fieldhouse. Big bold letters, it says, a special meet and greet autograph session will take place prior to the event with the Kings of Wrestling, Chris Hero and Claudio Castagnoli, and the Queen of Wrestling, Sarah Del Rey.
Hmm. Nice.
Why would there be an autograph session for Kings of Wrestling?
Well, possibly because every other noting has been that they've been signed. So.
Right.
You know? It's more or less how I see it. I don't know, man. All signs point to them being signed, and it would make sense, so.
It's interesting, though. It is interesting.
Sure. The writing's kind of on the wall with that. You don't see them running away with a bunch of titles right now. They've had, you know, even in singles, they've had them in title matches, such as, you know, the Pro Wrestling Guerrilla match. And,
right.
You know, who walked away with the title? None other than Kevin Steen. So,
yep.
You know, Black Jesus' favorite wrestler. So,
Mr. Controversial.
What's that?
I said Mr. Controversial himself, Kevin Steen.
Yeah, sure. yeah, so that's what that is. What else we got?
We also got you want to hear the matches or no?
Yeah. Read me off the card.
I thought you were trying to make me wrap it up and not even talk about the show.
No.
Okay. Okay, Ring of Honor World title match, Davey Richards defend versus Roderick Strong with Truth Martini.
Okay.
World Tag Team title match. Wrestling's greatest tag team, Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas versus the Kings of Wrestling of Chris Hero and Claudio Castagnoli with Shane Hadgorn.
Okay.
World Tag Team title match is El Generico defends against Jay Lethal.
Who's that?
Jay Lethal.
No, I know who Jay Lethal. Who's fighting Jay Lethal?
El Generico.
El Generico. Nice.
A grudge tag team match as the Briscoes take on the All Night Express of Rhett Titus and Kenny King.
Nice.
I don't know what's up with the next match, but it's called a Defy or Deny rematch with Eddie Edwards taking on Michael Elgin.
Could be decent. I think Michael Elgin is actually worth something. I know he's only been pushed to, like, mid-card tops, but I think, like, someone needs to get on the same page with him and, and actually get him to the point where he should be, because he's a fucking monster.
So. Yeah. I'm aware. I've seen him a few times. He's really good, though. Like he reminds me of that, like, bad fucking street, that bad brawler type, like a brawler. I would love to see him in Necro 101, actually.
Yeah, he's a beast. When he picked up that Big Van Walter guy and somebody else. Who the fuck was that Big
Johnny
Van
Moss.
Walter's team? Yeah, Johnny Moss.
No, Brody.
And
it was Brody and Moss. Brody Lee and Moss. Michael Elgin was on the same team as Big Van Walter.
Was he?
Yeah.
So Brody Lee and Moss, big fucking dudes. picked them both the fuck up on his shoulders. I mean, tremendous, dude. Like, that, your legs have to be ridiculous. Just fucking plain ridiculous. Like, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, it's just, it's quite remarkable. So.
In a tag team challenge match, CZW Junior Heavyweight Champion Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly will take on the Bravado Brothers.
Yeah, that's awkward.
What?
No, the Junior Heavyweight Champion for, I don't know, the fourth fucking show in a row not being at the company he has a title in. Just kind of awkward. I know he signed a fucking contract there, but I'm not looking at him.
I'm looking at the booking staff.
Japan.
Oh, okay.
She has been enjoying quite a phenomenal career over there in Japan. I mean, honestly, like, you know, I wish her the best. I mean, she has done fucking tremendous things over there. She's gotten continuous bookings. Every time she goes there, she gets fucking ass back, and rightfully so. And a lot of companies over here drop the ball on her. Because they used her as just a little, you know, hey, walk around the ring, look pretty, this and that. But the girl busts her ass. So the fact of the matter is, Japan companies have come calling, and they never stop calling. They got her on speed dial, and she's fucking, she might come back for a couple weeks, and she got a date to go back for a couple months. Like, that's the type of shit that's going on with her, and that's great for her. You know, congrats to her. She works her fucking ass off. The girl damn near lives in the gym, and she's been training with all sorts of super talented people in the ring to get herself better and better and better. She's not just trying to be some eye candy and shit, even though she does pretty well on that angle, but that doesn't take any effort, and she's putting out a shitload of effort on what actually means something, and that's the wrestling portion of it. And, yeah, much respect to her. So, yeah, she's been nothing but Japan. You know, what people work years and years and countless hours and time in the ring to even try to achieve, she's done quite quickly, and she's definitely taken advantage of that. So, yeah, big shout-out.
Right.
Yeah. But as far as Adam Cole, I don't blame Adam Cole. I blame the fucking booking of CZW to not take the strap off of him when they knew he was going to be gone for a couple months in a row. With again, let me lean back on saying that all these titles need to mean a lot. Not when you take fucking a quarter of a year off with your fucking champion somewhere else. That's ridiculous. So that is a okay. CM Punk was gone for a week, and they started running a fucking title tournament to replace his title. Fucking Adam Cole's gone for 4 months, and they're like, they'll be back. Don't you worry. Don't worry
about
it.
And they only run once a week. They only run once a month, so.
Yeah, you know, hey, man, it's been a whole 6 days since we heard from that guy. We're running a tournament tomorrow for the fucking next champion. Adam Cole's going to be gone for, I don't know, 4 months, 5 months. Who knows? You know, he needs to do things, too.
What happened to the 30-day clause?
Well, 30-day clause, as far as I knew, was the WWE thing, and they sure as shit didn't honor that because they were trying to crown a new champion a week later. So,
two weeks later,
the guy was back. So he still cleared the 30-day clause, and he was back, and they were like, no, now you guys got to battle out to see which champion is better. And I have no idea what makes sense anymore.
It's a fucking joke.
It's a fucking joke, Jay.
It's a fucking joke. Anyway, moving on.
They're doing this big Guerrero thing on TNA, and I don't know why they need to put that much effort into bringing Chavo in, but seems like they are.
Oh, Chavo's already in?
No, but they're doing a whole thing where Jeff Jarrett is running around with a sombrero, and Karen Angle Jarrett is trying to look like a senorita, and they're trying to, you know, really do it up Mexican style, and they got, like, look like valet parkers out there and all of this other Mexican stuff, and they're talking shit at Hector Guerrero, who's at the commentary booth, and they're doing all of that stuff. And, you know, so, I mean, the whole thing is just,
And what do you think about that? Do you care about that or no?
No, and the big payoff is we get Chavo. Oh, because he's over.
We get the Mexican Matt Hardy.
Yes, the Mexican Matt Hardy. Because he had been given a push out his fucking asshole for all those years in the fucking WWE. And then when they let go of his punk ass, oh, he had tons of shit to talk about him. Even though he got pushed so much further than he ever deserved and kept so much longer than he was ever wanted and overstayed the shit out of his welcome because his brother died, he had the right to talk so much shit about how wrong he was done. So, yeah, the Mexican Matt Hardy headed right over there with Matt Hardy. TNA.
You know what's funny? Vicky's still there in WWE.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. We also
I have a feeling she's a little more humble.
Taking on the prodigy, Mike Bennett.
I need to see this guy because I'm tired of hearing about how he's a prodigy without knowing a goddamn thing about this fucking guy.
Yeah, he was on the Ring of Honor pay-per-view that
I haven't watched. Yeah, that one. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll get around to it.
He was on the early card. I think he wrestled Lethal, actually.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Lethal actually
good.
Signed with
great?
Them. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The brand new signee, Jay Lethal.
Yeah, the
Mike
brand
went
new
over
signee.
Lethal.
Yeah,
well, then maybe just sign Lethal.
Probably.
No? Anyway. Singles action. Tommaso Ciampa with the Embassy takes on Andy Right Leg Ridge.
Is his right leg that impressive that he has to put that in his fucking name? Or I mean,
apparently
there's something
kicker.
About
he
his right leg that really, but yeah, really, like I mean, saying like just his right leg though, like you could pretty much play him to the left and circle him. Like if you circle
right,
him.
Right.
To your right side, like it's, or no, to your left side, it's actually going to, you know, play him as like a very, you know what I mean?
Confused wrestler. Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because, I mean, a guy who favors his right hand, if you circle him to your left, like you're going to kind of put him off balance. He's going to have to keep resetting, you know? I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little too technical for this, but. Huh?
He's going to have to turn.
Right, right. He's going to have to keep resetting his stance. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm playing it too technical, but I think saying that you're right leg guy is kind of, you know, saying, hey, dude, this is what I do. You know, go ahead
and
come up with a strategy. So,
yeah, but that's about it, though. That's it for that show. And then they don't have a show until fucking October.
Right leg Ridge.
Yeah, he's been in CZW before. I know that's
circle left,
that.
Buddy. He has?
Yeah, he was in there when a Ring of Honor students came in.
Oh, shit. Completely forgettable. I didn't see his right leg at all. Or his left leg, for that matter.
He doesn't have a left leg.
Jesus. Oh, he's fucking Zach Gowen. It's
no, unbelievable. I'm kidding. Good joke.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, that's what that is.
How's the computer situation over there?
My computer's actually doing good. Throughout the part of the show that I didn't try to do anything else but this. If I tried to go anywhere else but here, it's going down. But, I figure, you know, we probably should try to do the thing we were talking about and just see how that goes because I was pretty excited to do that from the start. And, hey, maybe it'll just end up a preview to what we are going to do. We're probably going to do this for a few weeks and play around because it's pretty entertaining. And,
We have a caller on the line.
Well, let that caller hold for a minute because I just...
No, I'm saying, but it's got to be the other... It's the person that we wanted to have on.
Yeah, I'm going to let that caller hold for a minute. I'm going to play the Macho Man song, and then when we get back, we'll go to this caller, and we'll talk to that guy about some stuff. So just give us a minute to recalibrate a little bit and think about, you know, what we're going to ask this guy. So let's listen to the Macho Man.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward. I think you damn Hulk Hogan, you set it off.
Set it off.
Used to be Hard Hulk, now you done turned off. Doing telephone commercials, I seen ya. Dancing in tight as a ballerina. I knew all along you had no tendency, cause you've been running from Macho like I got a disease. Do play your pay-per-view event with a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage cause you know you'll get smoked. Come on, that phony fight the rock straight too fast. But when I challenge Hogan to a real fight, he passed. I called him out, but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event, but the Hulk didn't show. Hollywood the Hulk side, you're at the end of your rope. And I'm a kick in the butt, wash your mouth, I would show. Cause, like Rodney Dangerfield, you get no respect. So come on, Hulk, let's wreck, so I can put you in check. Be a man, Hulk!
Come on, don't be scared.
Cause your movies and your acting skills are both crap. Your movies straight the video, the box office can't stand. While I got myself a feature role in Spider-Man. You hide some man, but when I find you, it's gone. And when I slam it through the dirt, you wish you never born. I smell a coward, is that you, Hogan?
What?
My dude's gonna kick your butt, is a slogan. You try to ignore me, thinking I'll go away. But I'ma keep on living with you do day after day. And once you step to my show, you're through. The joke's on you, so Hulk, what you gonna do? Probably nothing.
Macho Man with Be a Man Hogan. So, without further ado, I would like to talk to our friend, the YouTube sensation. That is, do I need to say anything more? That is Reggie Tiller. Let's talk to Reggie.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Reggie? Me and Eric figured we'd bring you on. We've talked about you many times, and you keep talking these crazy, crazy things on the internet, and, you have opinions. You have so many opinions. I mean, what was the last video? I mean, what was the last video you even cut?
I can't remember.
I can't either, Reggie. I mean, you know, there's been so many different things that, you know, we've seen out of you. I mean, you're a fan of CZW, right? I mean,
I'm a CZW ambassador. Ambassador!
I mean, that's probably a little bit much. I mean, an ambassador, Reggie, I mean,
he must think so. You must think so, Reggie.
Yeah, I would imagine he thinks so, but I mean, hey, you've been trying to come on this show for a while, and I mean, you know, we've been making phone calls to you, really trying to get you on, and you know, what's been going on?
But I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off.
Yeah, you sure have, because, I mean, we the phone calls have been rolling in. Everybody's trying to hear Reggie. And now that we've got you on, you know, we really want you to let loose. And, I mean, what can we expect from you?
What do you guys want me to talk about?
Well, I mean, Reggie, we really don't want you to hold back. We really want you to just be, you know, yourself and just really give us it all and just let loose, man.
You ain't gonna stop me.
Well, we're not, really not trying to, Reggie. So, I don't know, man. Shit, I mean, just let us know something, man. Like what would be, give us some dating advice, for Christ's sakes. I mean, yeah, Reggie, I mean, you're just a pimp, so.
This is how I would approach a white girl. You don't disrespect me because I hit you with this frying pan.
Well, Reggie, I mean, do you really think that's the right way to go about things? And why does it have to be a white girl? I don't even understand. Like, what is your problem? I'm not really sure I'm comfortable with all that.
You're a coward, and you're acting like a jerk. You're a coward.
I don't know why I gotta be a coward, because I'm not willing to hit a white girl with a frying pan. I don't really see where that's actually the right thing to go about. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I think he's calling you out.
Call me. I just don't understand this. You know, there's some things I just don't understand about this. And okay. Well, what was the last time that, you know, Reggie really, really got it in and was, you know, he did what he was trying to do? Like,
I banged my girlfriend's teddy bear.
You've got to be kidding me. I mean, there is no way. Seriously, like, I personally couldn't imagine that. Like, do you really? I can't imagine banging a teddy bear.
Teddy bears, bro? Teddy bears? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, man. That's really that unbelievable to you? I mean, yeah. I mean, at this point, I mean, you got to be retarded to bang a teddy bear.
You call me a retard?
Well, kind of, man. I don't know. I mean, no disrespect, but in the same token, I mean, come on, you really have to bang teddy bears?
You ain't gonna stop me.
Well, I'm really not standing between you and a teddy bear, so that's surely not a, you know. I mean, aren't there any other options other than teddy bears?
Prostitutes.
Yeah, but prostitutes, I mean, I don't really think that needs to happen. I mean, you know, what else can you possibly do?
Casey Anthony.
But no, I don't think that's a good idea at all, dude. I mean, you know that she did terrible, terrible things. I mean, what's your thoughts on these terrible things that she's done?
If I had a girlfriend that killed a kid, I would not like it.
Well, that's an understatement, Reggie. I mean, you're going on one angle and telling me that you would not like what she did, and then you're telling me that, you know, your other option is Casey Anthony. I mean, what even brings you to that?
Bipolar, you know? You don't know.
Maybe I don't know, man. Reggie, you're really, really confusing.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I can't even see what you're upset about. I mean, you're going back and forth, and man, it's just unbelievable. Eric, I mean, do you have anything to add? I mean, how do you even react to this guy? The way
I'm
that he's coming off right
why,
now.
Why? I mean, what kind of things do you do with Casey Anthony?
I don't even know what he does with Casey Anthony, and you know, I think he's just guessing, you know, and he's just trying to, you know, get his way in. But I'm not really sure that he's actually doing things.
But Reggie, I think you're retarded.
I
you call me a retard?
No, not really.
don't know.
Oh, I mean, Reggie, I mean, is there anything else that, like, could do it for you other than, you know, like a teddy bear?
I feel very sexually attracted to my dog.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you're really crossing the line right now. I just say, you know, that's not like, you know, what would push you to that? Like, what would actually put you in that position to do these type of things?
My videos,
like,
have been getting disliked.
But I love Reggie. I mean,
I
your videos.
I fucking figured why they fucking get disliked is because you're doing all types of shit with the fucking dogs.
Yeah, you know, Reggie, I mean, you don't have to do these things with dogs and teddy bears for the sake, because your videos are disliked. I mean, what's your feeling? Just because your videos are disliked, this is how you feel?
I'd rather be dead.
Well, come on, Reggie. There's far more to live for than videos. I mean, this is not necessary. You feel this is, I mean, I just, you know, you really feel that deep for this? I mean,
I have to have sex with the teddy bear.
Oh, and I mean, how far has this even gone, you know, in your life? I mean, you really feel that, like, this is the right way to live? Like, and you, I mean, maybe you did it once, you know, maybe you did it once and, you know, that was something that you got to get past it.
I had sex with 4 teddy bears at once.
Jesus. Oh, man, this is far worse than I've ever thought. I don't know if I believe you. I mean, should I really, really believe what you're telling me right now? Like, I mean, it's, oh, Jesus. Are you serious? Because I don't even know if I believe you.
I bet you $5.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't really want to bet you on this because, you know.
Well, if it's Lauderdale, if Lauderdale's giving them money, well, you're not getting that money for another, for 2 couple months, so.
Right. Right. Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, you're talking about prostitutes. I mean, I would think prostitutes were, you know, a better bet than teddy bears, but, you know, come on, bro.
The hooker's already happy.
Well, yeah, the hookers probably are already happy, but still, like, I don't understand why you have to go this type of, you know, round. I think you're completely wrong. You know,
don't you dare!
Well, I don't know why you're getting so upset, dude, because, you know, I mean, what makes you think that you can do these type of things? And, you know, what makes you think that you could bang teddy bears and be interested in your dog and this type of thing?
DJ Hyde and stuff. He gave me permission.
I don't know, man. He's done some pretty booking that I haven't really agreed with. But if you really think that he put you up to this, I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
You must be retarded, Reggie. You must be retarded.
Bill Clinton even tried.
So Bill Clinton did not bang teddy bears. I mean, you're going a little bit too far at this point. I don't think that happened. You know, who? I don't know, man. Like, where do you learn this type of shit? Like, where do you actually find out how to, like, this is what you do with your life? Why? Because of who?
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, well, that's not somebody you need to follow at this point. And I mean, you know, if I could coerce you, man, Reggie, like, I'll throw you, I don't know, man. If I could just, like, pay you to, like, get your life straight, maybe put you into some kind of program and maybe give you something that, you know, will set your life straight, what would it take? Well, that seems like a small price to pay for, I mean, what you've been going through and what you've been doing. I wouldn't have a problem with that. I mean, who else have you actually gotten advice from?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, again, man, I really don't understand where you're getting this, the reasons for doing this. I just don't know. Yeah, Reggie, I mean, what else are you even trying to do these days?
Who want
to
come to my Bin Laden kill party?
Your Bin Laden kill party? Reggie, I mean, you've clearly lost your mind. I really can't deal with this.
You don't disrespect me because I hit you with this frying pan.
Well, you don't need to get that, you know, you don't need to confront me like that. I don't really think that that's where I'm trying to go. I mean, you're, you're obviously, you know, a little disgruntled and everything like that, but
You're a little retarded. That's just retarded, okay?
I'm not black.
What does that have to do with anything? And, you know, from everything I've seen, I think you are, dude. I don't really see what the reason is for that. And hey Reggie, man, you need to watch that iPay-per-view on Saturday. You know, CZW's putting that thing on, and then
I'm a CZW ambassador.
Well, then I'm sure you'll be the first one signing in to watch it. I mean, keep your head up, man. And, can you give us what kind of, like, plugs you want to do, man? You got any kind of plugs you could throw us? You know, who do you want to plug?
Your company that comes on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock.
Well, thank you, Reggie, obviously. I mean, plugging us would probably be the best thing you could do right now. I don't know, man. Reggie, maybe we'll have you on again next week.
Yeah.
Whoa, all right, yeah. That's cool with me. Any other questions for Reggie, Eric?
No, I'm fucking baffled, Reggie. I mean, I fucking love your shit. I think, I would love to hear you next week. I hope you come back on next week.
Yeah.
Can you do that for us? Can you do that for us, Reggie?
No.
Well, you're being awfully combative right now. I don't know. You know, Reggie, come on.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
This guy is wow. I don't even remember.
Bipolar.
Yeah, I know you're bipolar, Reggie.
You don't know.
I know it's hard to understand what you're going through, man, but, overall, you got to find a way to, just fight through it.
Teddy bears, bro? Teddy bears? Are you serious?
Okay. Okay. We like teddy bears too. Just possibly not the way you like teddy bears, but whatever makes you happy, dude. Just come back on next week.
I had
and,
sex with 4 teddy bears at once.
Oh, I know, man, and it's crazy, but jeez. All right, man. We'll definitely have to check you out next week, man. I hope you're able to call back in and
very late for you. I'm surprised I haven't heard your mom go, Reggie, you need to go to bed.
Nah, but hey, man. Again, Reggie, we ain't trying to diss you or nothing, but next Thursday.
Your company that comes on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock.
That's exactly it, Reggie, man. We'll talk to you then, man. So hopefully we'll catch back up with you then. We had a good time with you, and you'd like to call in.
You ain't gonna stop me.
Well, we're not trying to stop you, Reggie. We'll definitely talk to you next week.
Yes.
All right, buddy. So yeah, that was Reggie, man. He's a crazy, crazy guy. Oh
yeah, I know. That shit was awesome though. Yeah, hopefully people check out his YouTube channel.
Oh, definitely. Check him out. I actually think he got banned from YouTube, and I think that's why he had so much anger and, fire towards us tonight. And I don't know where he came from with all this. I mean, he was revealing all sorts of things I would never tell another human being. I mean, if that was how I rolled, I don't think I'd be hitting people up like that. We actually had callers coming in during Reggie's time. We could not take callers during that groundbreaking segment there with Reggie, but if anyone who was calling in would like to call back in, feel free to do so. We'd love to take your calls. So that's what that is. But yeah, man. What else do we have now? It's a little hard to come back from that one. How do you follow that?
Yeah, no, no.
Not so sure.
CM
Punk.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Yeah, I think so.
PWS is running a show next weekend, August 20th.
PWS, huh? What is their lineup?
They got some interesting managers. I didn't write the whole card down, but they got an interesting four-way. And they have an interesting dream match, too. Other than that, the rest of the card is just, you know, whatever.
So what is the interesting four-way?
Dan Moss, Devin Moore, Necro Butcher, and Psycho Sid in a four-way.
I like that very much. I like that very, very much. And what is the other match? Yeah, very nice. What is
dream
the other
match? First time ever, Carlito versus Eddie Kingston.
Nice. Another nice match, definitely.
That's in Long Island, New York, for Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
Pro Wrestling Syndicate. Is that Jack Savage joint?
No. That's ICW.
No? Okay. Well, yeah, man, and the week after... we'll definitely be going into this more after the CZW show, but the week after that is actually Insanity Pro Wrestling's 10-year anniversary show, and they're doing some enormous things in that show. They're putting on the Irish Airborne of Dave and Jake Crist against Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. They are putting on Sami Callihan, the IPW heavyweight champion versus Ring of Honor's world champion in Davey Richards. They are putting on just tremendous, tremendous matches. I'm trying to think of everything as I speak, but it's very hard. They are putting on some very big matches throughout that day.
We got promoted last night too. We got promoted on a John Gray show.
Yes, I actually did listen to that today. I definitely did listen to that. We got mentioned by Rodney Rush, John Gray, Nate Webb. I think we actually have a caller calling in right now if you'd like to screen that.
Okay.
All right. So, but yeah, that was a great show they did. They were roasting the owner of Insanity Pro Wrestling. And, yeah, they do a great job over there. 10-year anniversary show coming up on, I believe it is August 20th, and that should be very, very entertaining. So, the stuff that they're doing over there. So, let's see what Eric's got. He's screening the call. And, shit, I can't even believe I can't remember half the other matches on this card because, I believe it's...
All right, you ready to put the call on me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm here.
Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jaquan Bean, and I just wanted to call to give Jeff Hardy a shout-out.
What's up?
That's it.
Who, what?
Jeff Hardy?
That's cool. Thanks for calling, dude. Bye. So, I don't know who that was, and that's cool. That's kind of I don't know, not really relevant whatsoever. So, you know, and as far as, you know, if that was an attempt of a prank call, I'm a big fan of prank calls, and that was horrible. So, that's cool. Try again. You can try again. I'll throw you a sound drop or something. Right.
I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
But anyway, shout out to Jeff Hardy. Don't want the call to get a missed message and, you know, Not get his full shout out.
Fuck you!
But other than that, yeah, Exactly, buddy. Exactly. So yeah, I mean, what else we got then?
NFL news.
NFL news. Yeah, let's go. The fucking Eagles, it was like 13-6 or something. They beat Baltimore tonight in their exhibition.
Yeah.
I watched them. They looked pretty good. Vince Young actually looked on the good side of his bipolar disorder. And, you know.
Bipolar disorder.
Yes, he does have bipolar. He does. It's clear. You know, and they did their thing over there, and, you know, Vince Young looked pretty good. I mean, I think Vic scored on his first drive out, put him up 7-0 or whatever. And then, yeah, Vince Young actually carried a good amount of the weight. Honestly, you know, that guy is a backup. He's always been a starting quarterback, so that guy is a backup. To me, it was an asset from the start, you know. So it is what it is there. But, yeah, they did okay. Like I said, holy shit, with fucking New England putting up 40 fucking points in the preseason. Jesus Christ. Such fucking animals. But Seattle's actually up 24-17, 55 seconds left in the game with San Diego in the fucking red zone. So real crunch time, 4th and 3, 24-17. San Diego down, driving, goal line offense, you know, big time stuff. I don't know. It's preseason. I'm just happy to see people in fucking football uniforms. It's pretty cool.
I bet you're fired up. You're pumped up.
Fuck this lockout shit. You know what I mean? Lock these, you motherfucker. We're back.
Lockouts.
Yeah, we're back. That's what it is. And like we did last year, only this year we're actually going to keep track of it. And we're going to do our little on-air pool
where we
go back and forth. Listen, again, this year we'll keep track of it. If you'd like to go through the archives and find out who won and give us the fucking score, I'll give you 100% credit for doing so. Other than that, I don't have the time. But, yeah, man, because we made the picks every week on the air, but lose a lot of papers and notebooks, and this year it'll all be recorded right online. We have a reason and we have a way to do that. It will be all good. It will be very, very good. And the incomplete in the end zone. Seattle wins the game. Big preseason celebratory win. Ooh. So anyway. Fuck Seattle. Ain't making out of our division. Our shitty little division. Good luck, buddy.
By the way, that caller was from Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. Nice. Yeah. Again, it was just one of the lamest prank calls I've ever heard. It really doesn't deserve any more credit than that.
I don't know if that was a prank phone call.
He just called and said, "I just want to think I did your party." Really?
That's it.
No, it's a lame-ass prank call, in my opinion. It's whatever, dude. Anyone's welcome to call in. I don't care. You want to be funny, be funny. Just try to actually be funny when you're trying to do it. And it'll be all good from there. But just shout out whoever. I don't give a fuck. So.
You can shout out DJ if you want. I shout him out all the time.
Shit, shout out Reggie, man. All the shit we just found out, man.
So YouTube.com/H9UAble.
He's actually banned from that account, though, right now. So don't, you know what I mean? You can look at his archives, but he's actually banned from there for content. And you could obviously see why after what he was telling us tonight, because Jesus. I mean, you get banned
He's
from anywhere
crazy.
You go talking like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm about to try to get Reggie on the show again for next week. Let's try to get him back on the show next week.
Like, let's talk to him.
Yeah, I'll be in contact with him for sure. Cause, geez, man, he was very entertaining.
You need to tell him to relax though, cause he was telling too much crazy shit. You know what I mean?
Well, every other time we've had him on the show, it sounded like someone shot him with a horse tranquilizer, and then tonight, man, he came shot out of a cannon. There's no stopping him. So I don't blame him, man. I don't blame him. I ain't gonna hold him back. You know, he's gonna be who he's gonna be, man. Ain't no need to try to stop him. Why should I? So that's what it is. I don't know what else we got, man. Don't know what else we got. Not much that I could think of. Like I said, we're gonna promote that Insanity Pro Wrestling show more next week. We will definitely be going over the CZW results next week. Let me just add again that everybody needs to check out CZW Wrestling in South Philly, New Alhambra, Viking Hall, CZW,
Asylum.
Yeah, that's fuck that. I give a fuck who you sell. I'll call it CZW
Arena. The Yakuza Kick Arena. How about that?
No, I'll go with the CZW Arena. They've probably done more for it than a move or, for God's sakes, for our show has done. And I would just have to say definitely, yeah, the CZW Arena is actually the most accurate thing to call that arena because they have done the most in that arena. When you put work rate, you put time spent, and you put amount of effort put out and fans brought into that arena as a whole, add it all up, CZW Arena, period. So anyway,
it's
South
the
Philly.
Hall. It's the Corican Hall of the United States.
Very tiny little Corican Hall. It's just
yeah.
a little tiny, sure,
little tiny
if
bit.
You say so. We got another call, and I guess we'll take this, and you just screen them, see if they want to shout out Jeff Hardy, but I'm ready. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Go ahead. Let's see what goes on here. You screening them, buddy? There you go. Oh, this is so much fun. I don't know who is calling in. Oh, they are off.
Just music.
Just music, huh?
Yep.
People call in to play you music?
Yeah, and it was horrible.
No good music?
Horrible.
Oh. I mean, I would hope they would at least call up and give you some good music. They're like, hey, I just want to call up and tell you. Refreshing, you know? People just called you up and played you some Keyboard Cat. Wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
Be bad. Like, hey, shout out to the Keyboard Cat. He just called me up. Too bad he couldn't be on the line, but that's cool. It's cool. So, yeah, that's why you screen calls, you know what I mean? You don't get on the air with your bullshit music, so it's all good. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Hey! Next thing you know, what can you do?
Yo, that voice again. That's kind of funny as shit. Hey. Yo, do it again. That was funny.
That's a radio interview shit. That right there is how you call our radio number. W, Andy. it's fucking
so
right.
I know what you do with your free. I know what you do with your free time.
Listen to far too much Howard Stern show. With him imitating all the lame ass other radio people and his guys making prank calls to other radio shows and making them look like fucking fools. So there's really like zero way that somebody could just make me look like a retard on my show, because I may spend the next fucking half hour making you look far more retarded, but it's all good. Like, I have a good time with it, and, you know, I get people with, like, a one-liner, people that are on the call screener end of things playing music, but, like, you didn't even get on the air. Like, it's funny, man. I welcome all of it. I invite all haters, all little funny guys. Come on the show. You know, if you get past the call screener, it's not fucking four dicks. You might get past it. That's fine. I got some sound drops for you. I got some fun to play with you. You know what I mean? I ain't worried about none of y'all. It's all good, man. I like people's opinions. I like y'all to be involved. Come on. Oh, look at this. I got another call. Is that the same number?
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. So have fun on hold, buddy.
No business, Vaughn. Insecure junkyard motherfucker!
Yeah. You know. And I know you think you could just interrupt my show.
I'm like, really? Because no, you fucking can't.
So it's all good. It's all good. But, like I said, have fun, buddy. What else do we got? Because I don't really think we have much left. And
Steve Smith signed with the Eagles after being with the Giants.
I know. You guys just go ahead and sign everybody. It's okay. Deion Sanders was just inducted into the Hall of Fame, which is actually a huge thing for me, because he was one of my favorite players of all time. So actually to see him go into the Hall of Fame was a huge thing. Marshall Faulk also got in. Who else actually got in this year?
I don't remember.
Richard Dent, after all these years, Richard Dent got in there.
What happened? I was hearing all types of stuff about Deion, like his Hall of Fame speech. Did something happen with his Hall of Fame speech?
I think he got really emotional. I think that's probably about it, though. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Neon Deion, one of the best cornerbacks of all fucking time, you know, and definitely brought the flair to the NFL.
I thought you were about to say Ken Norton Jr. was your favorite cornerback of all time.
Ken Norton wasn't a fucking cornerback, so it's okay. So, it'd be hard for me to say that because he wasn't a cornerback.
What was he, a wide receiver? What was he?
Ken Norton?
Yeah.
What, are you kidding me?
I thought Ken Norton Jr. was a fucking cornerback for some reason.
Well, you would be wrong. He was definitely on the defense, but he wasn't a cornerback. So, yeah, I mean, you got at least the right side of the field down, so it's all good. But
yeah.
Either way, I mean, you know, those type of guys. And, yeah, I mean, you know, he was a 49er, and, of course, that brought some love and stuff. But, yo, like, I still got Deion's fucking number 21 Falcons jersey. I think it was the first jersey I ever owned and shit as a kid. It's not as well-fitting on me now as it was back then. But in the same token, that, you know, that black fucking number 21 jersey and shit, you know, Deion Sanders was my dude. And, yeah, like I said, he did his fucking thing. He was flashy, but he backed his shit up. Talked shit, danced on the fucking field, did his thing. And congratulations, man, because you fucking dazzled the fucking NFL through all the years you were there. People wanted to talk shit about you can't hit. That's like that perfect fucking wrestler that does every fucking thing right, but in the end, they say, well, he can't bump. Oh, really? Because he fucking lights the crowd up every fucking time he goes out there. And then people just go, well, he just can't take a bump. Oh, really? Because, you know, he's got titles all over the country, fucking doing this, that. That's, you know, Sammy, when he was coming up, well, not even coming up, but, like, coming into CZW and all that stuff, they gave him shit. He can't bump. Next thing you know, he did fucking Cage of Death, fucking Danny Havoc, and motherfucking Sammy Callahan, Panes of Glass galore, and he fucking did his thing and caught a pussy in the back of his neck. To show you motherfuckers, you're stupid. You have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. And now, how's that for a bump, motherfucker? Game over. So that's the same way I feel about Deion. Yeah, he wasn't fucking Ronnie Lott. You know, he wasn't, you know, Ronnie Lott was a safety. I mean, there's not that many cornerbacks that are known for just hitting. like just hitting, because you're either playing the fucking ball at a receiver or you're playing for a hit and you're letting everybody catch the ball. So it's really hard to say that, you know, a cornerback hits or he doesn't. Of course, yeah, if you're, a lot of guys are slipping out of your tackle and they're not wrapping them up and stuff, yeah, you can, you know, you could talk about that. But when you're, you have some of the highest fucking returns out of interceptions and highest interceptions in the fucking league, well, then you probably don't have too much to talk about that guy anymore. So it was actually 47-12 Patriots end of the game.
Damn.
Yeah. And that's what you could expect out of those monsters this year. But, Dion, it was Marshall Faulk. Trying to think of who else. So Richard Dent got in there. That's, I mean, dude was 85 Bears and shit. And, So I don't know. Man, but there was a lot of stuff like that going, and a big shout out to him. But I don't know what else I got. I'm excited for the NFL. I'm more than excited.
I have something else to talk about. Oh, Amon Green retires with Green Bay.
Huh. Green does with the Green. I mean, that's cool. That's cool.
I think it was around that area where Green Bay likes to sign 50 running backs. They never could have a running back last. And he was one of them. You had, who did you have on there? Fuck was all the running backs. So they had Amon Green. What else they had?
Don't know.
I can't think right now. I'm trying to think. Who the Green Bay?
Yeah, man. I figure we should probably take it out on this note and, see everybody next week. I'll see you, and I hope to see everybody else on Saturday at CZW's Tangled Web 4. We, again, for those who did not hear me the first time, have Drake Younger versus Scotty Vortex in a double ring psycho circus death match. You motherfuckers got to see this shit to believe it, because they are going to blow the roof off of this fucking place. And I dare somebody to tell me I was wrong afterwards, because the Naptown Dragons are going to show you what they're all about this weekend, and there will only be one man walking out of this building. You mark my words. And that is the truth, and that is what's going to go on, and if you miss it, you're fucking up. You're not a big fan of deathmatch wrestling, you're not a big fan of big shows, and that's okay, that's your agenda, but don't tell me you're a big fan of deathmatch wrestling and miss this fucking show, because I gotta tell you, this is going to be huge. This is going to be something that people talk about for years. This is going to be on those guys' best of DVD, and let's not forget Sammy Callahan fighting the returning BJ Whitmer. You got the Black G's challenging for the world title that Devin Moore holds right now. You got motherfucking two-ring aerial assault match. And, you know, you've seen that with the pedestals above the ring, but now there's two rings. So imagine what can come out of that. And you have some insane high flyers. You have some very, very talented athletes in that ring. And who knows what we're going to see out of that. And so much more. So you guys check that shit out. Like to give a shout-out to my boys over there at the Wrestling Soup, Anthony Missionary Thomas and Joey Numbers. They are the shit. They are on right now. They're on every Thursday. They do their goddamn thing. Check them out, wrestling-news.com. Check out my boy John Gray over there at The Real Side of Wrestling, realsidemedia.com. You can search him out on Blog Talk. You can do that whole thing. I don't know. I don't think there's anyone else I need to shout out. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? Oh, shout out Reggie, man. You know? look forward to hearing him again next week. That was a lot of fun. Guy's a fucking fireball all of a sudden. He loses his fucking YouTube account and he's a fucking maniac. That's great. I like that.
We'll see what happens next week when he calls back in.
Yes, we will. So, you got anything else, or should we close this out?
Nah, man, I'll see you Saturday, buddy.
Awesome, man. So, for Eric Williams, I am J-Cat Morris. We'll check you motherfuckers out 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Yakuza Kick Radio Thursday. Peace.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.